Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. It's time for a midweek review, but before I get started, I just wanted to say Happy Thanksgiving if you celebrate, or Happy Holidays if you don't, or whatever it is. Either way, I hope you enjoy this time with friends and family and reflect on your blessings. Now, I'm thankful for my family. Their support and love has pushed me through some really dark times, and I love them more than they could possibly know. Now that the mushy stuff is over with, let's get on with today's movie. And I have a brand new movie that debuted yesterday on Netflix. It's the directorial debut of Halle Berry, who stars in this as well. And I've been looking forward to this one since they announced it. I know I say that a lot, but this is one I have my eye on. It's called Bruised. And it's a sports drama, and the sport is mixed martial arts. This really took some time for them to put it together, since Halle wanted to like make this look as authentic as possible. So she had to get an MMA shape and, you know, learn how to fight well enough to make it look real on camera. So what is this one about? Well, we start out with seeing a fight through someone's eyes, and it's not going well. In fact, spoiler free, but, you know, they lose in an extraordinary fashion. Then we cut to Halle Berry, who appears to be some sort of house cleaner or housekeeper or something. She is catching the bus, and someone recognizes her, and she is none other than Jackie Justice. Corny name. But anyway, a former UFC fighter. She was like 10-0 until she lost that fight that we heard about in the beginning. Turns out she quit, and now she lives with her piece of crap boyfriend slash manager, and he's kind of pushed her to fight again, but, you know, she really doesn't want to. And it wasn't really about the fight, but she's got some unresolved trauma that, you know, we learn about throughout the movie, which I definitely won't be getting into here. Now, her manager boyfriend takes her to some underground fight so he could scout some fighter, because he wants to, you know, get back in their management game. And someone picks a fight with her, and, you know, she puts in that work, spoiler free, and a promoter sees her and says, hey, come to my gym, I'll get you trained, and, you know, I'll get you back in the UFC if you come with me. So she decides to take him up on his offer and starts training, and, you know, that's going how it's going. Then she comes home and finds her mother outside her house with her son that she gave up, you know, at birth all those years ago. And that's where I'm going to stop, actually. I know that was short and sweet, but from there, she has to take care of her son, try to build a relationship with him, and, you know, continue to train for her big fight. But she also needs to fight and defeat her demons if she's actually going to be successful this time around. And what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a 56% on a Rotten scale, so not quite a recommendation, with no audience score right now, so you guys know I get down. I'm going to be the first one to tell you. So what did I think? Well, let me get to the positives. She definitely looked good, you know, for the most part. She definitely looked the part, and I mean, she tried her best to look like a fighter, and, you know, I bought into it most of the time. More on that later. She really cared, again, about the source material, and it shows all throughout. The way she added these little touches for the fans of MMA. There are things here that only will resonate with fans of the sport, and I thought that was a really nice touch, you know, kind of show us that she really did do her homework. But it's not so technical that you're going to feel left out if you really don't know. I'm thinking about the movie Rounders, where they use a lot of technical gambling jargon. If you haven't seen Rounders, great movie, check it out. They use so much technical jargon that you have to like look it up and like, what does that mean? What does that mean? And you are kind of left out. So only hardcore gamblers got all of those references. If you're not a hardcore gambler, you weren't going to get all those references. But they gave you enough where you could still follow along. And this movie is, you know, you could know nothing about MMA and still get into this one. I mean, she gives a great performance, you know, as always. Halle Berry is a great actress, actor. And there's this character named Budokan who plays her head trainer. I really enjoyed her performance a lot. I mean, I'll have to look up her name when I'm done. You guys know I do no research at all. But she has this scene where she's laying in bed with Halle, with, you know, Justice. And she's having this conversation, and she had that single tear run down her face, And if I'm mistaken, like Denzel and Gloria with the single tear when he's getting whipped. And it was a really effective because she continues the conversation. And you can see she's like hurt right in that moment when... Now, spoiler free, she has been having this conversation with Hallie. Hallie says something. And right in that moment, you can see her break and that tear comes. So that was really, really good. There were a couple of MMA fighters in here that I also recognize. Again, adding to the authenticity, including the final fight with Valentina Shevchenko, who is currently the flyweight UFC champion. And that's where my negatives have to start. Now, I know she was going for being authentic, but sometimes less is more. They really didn't need to show all five rounds of that final fight. I thought that was way too much. And that's where things kind of start to fall apart on the fighting side. Not that it looks bad. It just looks super scripted and fake, which no MMA fight looks that way. It doesn't play out that way. So they didn't do a good job of making it look natural. And again, this critique only relates to fans of MMA. It may pass for those unfamiliar. As a matter of fact, it probably will pass for most of you guys who don't watch the sport. But I could clearly see the holes in Valentina. She really had to like hold back. I mean, she's a beast. So she kind of, you know, had to hold back with the choreography. And, you know, so, you know, Hallie could keep up and do what she had to do. And the fight just wasn't scripted in a realistic way. I get it. There are going to be some limitations because, you know, of her skill level. But, yeah, they really should have cut that down a little bit. So, it was super uneven, and a lot of it just didn't work. The story itself is nothing special. It's just full of cliches. There's nothing here that's original. And at 2 hours and 12 minutes, you really need to show us something and keep us engaged. And unfortunately, Hallie couldn't do that. There are a lot of unneeded scenes in this one. This should have been more like 90, no more than 100 minutes. I'm thinking about several scenes off the top of my head they could have just lost altogether and would not have changed the outcome of the story and probably would have made the, you know, script a little bit tighter and a tighter movie. But I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? Now, this is a tough one. I kind of went back and forth on this, and I'm actually going to say yes and give this right at a 60% on the Rotten scale overall. So I'm just, you know, giving it that nod. Hallie, like you said, she's always great to watch. The cast is strong. She took great care to try and be as authentic as possible. And I can tell she really loved the source material, which actually helps me push this over the edge. But I think she was a little bit too ambitious, especially with that final fight. They really should have just given us some highlights of the rounds and then gave us all the good stuff in the final round. Show us the final round and then do your best choreography and save all of that for that final round. That would have been a better way to approach it. Otherwise, there's just a lot of filler here in that fight and the movie overall. But, like I said, there's enough here for me to endorse it. If you don't watch football, this will be a good one to throw on after your meal. I mean, after you take your turkey nap. Because you will fall asleep if you try to watch this right after you eat. Because there's really big gaps where there's just nothing happening. So, it's not something you need to run out and watch right away. And by run out, I mean, you know, go to your queue and queue it up. But, yeah, throw it in your queue. Watch it at your leisure. It definitely is something you could, you know, watch over the weekend. If you're looking for a new movie and you don't want to venture out into the theaters. And anyway, with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Pod Bean production, mostly low budget movie reviews with Clarence. Check out the Facebook and the Instagram with the same names. I'm up on all the streaming platforms. And if you're into sports, check out the channel I just started on YouTube called Mostly Sports Talk. And like I said, mostly because I will be discussing some other things there. So far, I've just been doing sports. But yeah, give me a check out. Again, it's on YouTube, so check that out. And yeah, you will hear me again real soon because today is Thanksgiving. And I will probably go see a movie either today or tomorrow. There's a couple that are out. There's one in particular that I'm curious about that you probably it's not on your radar, but it's on mine. So if you want to know what that is, you got to tune in for the next episode. Thank you once again. I appreciate the support, and I will see you guys next time. Peace.